QAnon is the world's largest online political conspiracy movement. Followers believe someone codenamed Q is providing them with secret information from inside the White House. No one really knows the real identity of Q though. We aim to change that. I'm Jake Hanrahan and this is Q Clearance, a podcast series aimed at unmasking the true identity of Q. This is brought to you by iHeartRadio and Coup d'Etat Media. Last episode, we pinpointed and named who we think the biggest players are behind the QAnon hoax. That is Jim Watkins and his son, Ron Watkins. In this episode, we'll be building up a case of evidence that strengthens this accusation. First, though, let's take a look at what's been going on in the QAnon universe in the last 2 weeks. So, in a twist so ridiculous I almost thought it was a joke when someone sent it to me, Donald Trump has retweeted a video with Ron Watkins in it on November 19th. What's more, Ron Watkins was presented as an expert and cited as a large systems technical analyst in the video, which technically probably isn't inaccurate, but what they left out is very telling. We'll get onto that later. Anyway, let me explain this video. So, Trump's new favorite channel seems to be this network called OANN, which stands for One America News Network. The channel vaguely presents itself as news media, but in reality, it's built to spread partisan lies and propaganda. Now, that's not me being biased about their content, by the way. That's just the honest presentation of what they're doing. You can fact check OANN yourself if you want. It is mostly bullshit, and that's what you'll find there. They talk nonsense, they present it as fact, get everyone riled up, and then move on to the next segment. Unfortunately, it's a tried and tested model within US news media recently for both Republicans and Democrats. OANN is just taking the disinformation a step further, turning it up to 11, if you like. Have a listen to the piece Trump retweeted. It'll give you a feel for what OANN is about.
While voter fraud deniers continue to proclaim the perfection of the U.S. election system, skeptics are looking at irregular patterns in vote data. In particular, software irregularities that would switch votes from President Trump to Joe Biden. Dominion Voting Systems is one such software that seemed to have a pattern of switching votes from Trump to Biden. How easily could bad actors have used Dominion to switch thousands of votes and alter an election? County by county, the answer is shocking. One America News spoke with Ron Watkins, a large systems technical analyst who has been poring over the Dominion Systems manual.
So I was looking at this manual with the mindset of a penetration tester, of which I am. I'm reading the manual with a discerning eye.
Now, within this supposed news segment, not one scrap of actual evidence was presented. Please remember, I am not pro-Biden, I am not pro-Trump, I don't care about politicians. However, I do care about the truth, and what OANN is trying to do is just spread misinformation. I think that's probably why they got somebody like Ron Watkins on to talk about this, because at the end of the day, Ron Watkins is going to completely agree with the pro-Trump line that they are trying to put out. Funnily enough, in the segment, obviously you can't see it, Ron Watkins is wearing a cowboy hat as they speak to him. Anyway, so as you just heard in that segment that Trump retweeted, OANN claims to have found all sorts of vulnerabilities with the voting systems that millions of Americans used to vote in the recent election. OANN is, of course, extremely pro-Trump, and they're refusing to accept that he lost the election to Joe Biden. Ron Watkins, the former admin of 8kun until very recently, is also extremely pro-Trump. He is a huge MAGA fundamentalist. Neither Ron nor his father, Jim, can accept that Trump lost the election. They're saying that the Dominion voting system machines were corrupted somehow. There are several different theories, all of which have been disproven. The segment of the OANN piece is largely irrelevant, actually. What is relevant, though, is how the internet underworld and the political elite have begun to merge for a small moment in time. It's almost as if QAnon has become a self-fulfilling prophecy here. Donald Trump, the former president of the US, retweeted a piece where Ron Watkins, the former admin of Acorn, was cited as an expert looking into the alleged stolen election. If you don't see the irony in that, I really don't know what to tell you. I don't think the relevance of Trump retweeting Ron Watkins can be overstated. He's basically giving a lot of attention and credibility to Ron Watkins and therefore 8kun and 8chan, because obviously that's what he's associated with. Now, I doubt Trump even watched the full thing or knows about Ron Watkins, but the fact he has even retweeted this wildly says a lot. I think it might embolden the QAnon people, and you never know, this might be the first step for Trump to lean into the QAnon theory a little bit more. Obviously, he's going to have to leave the White House soon. The QAnon theories are not coming true. The storm is not coming. And he's going to need a new career. No doubt he'll start something like Trump TV or he'll be on OANN all the time. But I do wonder if this is his first step to leaning into QAnon a little bit. He basically has a prepaid audience already there waiting for him. Which is even more sickening when you consider what Ron Watkins has been the admin of. Now, as I mentioned before, the real reason this is noteworthy is what OANN left out of the detail when citing Ron Watkins as an expert. They said Ron Watkins is a large systems technical analyst. What they failed to mention is that Ron Watkins allowed the sharing of child abuse images whilst he was the admin of 8chan and the admin of 8kun. It wasn't just the odd paedophile posting here and there through the cracks either. 8chan had its own board for sharing images of young, fully clothed girls in suggestive poses. 8chan allowed paedophiles to discuss their horrific acts of child abuse as if they were war stories. All of this happened whilst Ron Watkins was in control as the admin and his dad, Jim Watkins, owned the site. I find it hard to believe that the people of OANN were unaware of all this. They've known about 8chan for well over a year. They'd had Jim Watkins on as a guest in September 2019. The sharing of child abuse material on 8chan and 8kun is something we've mentioned time and again at Q Clearance. It might seem repetitive, but I think it's important to be regularly reminded that the internet image board that Q posts about paedophile cabals on is in fact host to several paedophile cabals. It's completely contradictory and it's sickening. Anyway, moving on. It's time now to look into Jim Watkins and why fountain pens and yoga might connect him further to Q. Now, before we expand on all this, remember, I am not saying that this is all binding proof. You can make your own mind up on whether it's relevant or not, but I am not saying, hey, this is 100% proof. What I am saying is, I think this all stacks up as further evidence that Jim is in fact behind Q. So, if you weren't aware, Jim Watkins has a niche interest in fountain pens. On his bizarre YouTube channel, Watkins Xerxes, there are many videos of him reviewing fountain pens, cleaning fountain pens, talking about fountain pens. Have a listen here to the audio from one of Jim's videos titled Making Certain the Pen is Clean, Let's Join the Pen 15 Club. It was from a live stream. He talks about the state of government surveillance briefly, which I think is interesting, and then he goes into talking about his pens. Have a listen.
Do not think for a moment that the Five Eyes people are on our team anymore. They have thoroughly invested and been invested in by Big Asia. So I'm going to clean pens today and relax. What I have here first is a Visconti Van Gogh. And it actually is my favorite pen, and it's a beautiful pen.
Now, you might be thinking, what the fuck does Jim's fountain pens have to do with Q? Well, it just so happens that Q is also quite interested in fountain pens. In fact, in several Q drops, Q uses the phrase, follow the pen, and shows a photo of a fountain pen laid out on some White House letter-headed paper. It's all very vague, but the insinuation is that the photo of the fountain pen is some kind of confirmation that Q is in fact sat with his feet up in the White House. There's also some Q drop saying follow the pen with a letter that's been signed by Trump and various other people. Again, the insinuation is, yeah, Q is on the inside, and you can see this if you just follow the pen. Of course, anyone could just print this paper up and take an unclear shot with their fountain pen next to it. I mean, if you look at Jim's YouTube video I just mentioned a minute ago, the one titled Making Certain the Pen is Clean, Let's Join the Pen 15 Club, there are many moments where you see the desk he's working at. It could very easily be the same as the cryptic shot Q posted with the fountain pen. There's even a moment at 5:32 in the video where you see a fountain pen next to a black ledger with a stack of papers nearby. That's very similar to the photo from the Follow the Pen Q drop I was just on about. Now, of course, anyone with a home office is likely to have this kind of setup. It proves nothing really, but the strange follow the pen phrase, a clear extension of Q's follow the plan, coupled with Jim's unusually detailed love of a niche hobby of fountain pen enthusiasm, is quite a coincidence if you ask me. Especially if you consider that the follow the pen posts only began happening in mid-2018. If you remember, that's around the time we think Paul Ferber had his QAnon account hijacked by the Watkins family. Also, the Five Eyes Watkins is concerned about in the YouTube clip we just heard is also a concern of Q. The phrase Five Eyes was mentioned in more than 10 different Q drops in 2018, all in March, April, and July. The Follow the Pen posts started in May 2018. Now, don't worry, I haven't gone mad. I'm not trying to loosely connect random dates and meanings. And whilst it's obvious that Five Eyes, a shared spying and surveillance operation between Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the US and the UK, would be mentioned by QAnon, I think it's at least worth showing that there are many shared interests and concerns between Jim Watkins and Q. Let's look at another one, yoga. The yoga connection doesn't have a lot of examples and is therefore more of a tenuous link, but it's something people mention online when discussing this, so we'll go over it quickly here. I want you to be fully informed because you might hear some people say, oh yeah, the yoga connection, it's not much of a thing. But anyway, let's have a look. So basically, on April 16th, 2020, Q posted one drop that day saying simply, clear your mind, heal, Q. Attached was some generic peaceful stock music on YouTube. Some have interpreted this as a yoga-esque mantra, clear your mind, heal. That makes sense, I guess. Now, this connects to Jim Watkins for some because he has a whole playlist on his YouTube with 35 videos all dedicated to him trying to do yoga. Many of them do have generic yoga style music, but that's pretty normal for yoga videos. Like I said, it's not that tight of a connection. We don't want to lose ourselves in the weeds here and become QAnon ourselves when looking at the connections, but it is what it is. So let's move away from this circumstantial stuff and look at something more solid. That being the links that Jim and Ron's 8chan and 8kun seem to have with large QAnon websites when we look under the bonnet and start getting technical. So, on the 23rd of August 2020, several people on Twitter, including Frederick Brennan, began looking into the IP addresses of some QAnon-related websites. Now, if you don't know, an IP address is basically a numerical identifier that shows your machine is plugged in and connected to the internet protocol from wherever it is. So a user on Twitter checked the IP address of a huge QAnon website known as qmap.pub, and he found that it had solid connections to 8chan and 8kun. Now, this is quite a technical thing to understand, so I sent the data to one of my closest friends, who is a bit of a computer wizard kind of guy. For a living, he's paid to make sure connections are safe for big companies all over the world. That and some other technical computer stuff I don't fully understand. Anyway, this IT mate of mine checked the IP addresses and found the same results as what was shown on Twitter. He'll hopefully explain it a bit clearer than I can.
When you go to a website on your computer, you type in google.com. In the background, there is something called domain name service that's working. And what that's doing is it's finding out where traffic needs to go. So when you type in google.com in the background, DNS is saying, well, what IP address do I need to go to? And your computer will talk to a DNS server, and the DNS server will tell your computer, go to this address. And what's happened here is with these three websites is when you do that, all three of these domain names, website names, they point to exactly the same place.
So if it's still not clear enough, let's just go over it again. What we're saying is, wherever the large QAnon website QMAP is hosted, so is or has been the three following websites that my friend just mentioned. 8chan.net, 8chan.mo, 8kun.top. These are all websites previously or currently owned or connected to the Watkins family. Now, you could argue that they've all just used the same service to avoid being kicked off of the internet as 8chan once was by its hosting company. But I think at the very least, this suggests that the people running 8chan and 8kun could have at least spoken to the people running QMAP to advise them on where to host their site. It would be a pretty big coincidence for them all just to gather together naturally. QMAP, by the way, was a website that aimed to link all of the various QAnon conspiracy theories under the same umbrella with a kind of map, a direction, telling people how to understand it all and see how it all links together. It was absolutely insane, but it was a big focus for a while for the QAnon community. Now, as well as the three websites I just mentioned, my mate in IT found seven more, all on the same server. Altogether, there are 10, but let me just read out the ones that might sound familiar. 8kun.net, 8kun.top, qalerts.net, qanonbin.com, and qmap.pub. All of those are on the same server. Now, again, this is not 100% concrete evidence, but if you listen back to the last six episodes, combine it with everything we've learned about the Watkins family, and now the fact Akun is linked on the same server to big QAnon websites, I think we have a very strong case here. In the next and final episode of Q Clearance, we'll be going over everything we've learned to connect the dots and put the final touches to this Q map of our own, the one that shows why this is all a hoax. Q Clearance is brought to you by iHeartRadio and Coup d'Etat Media. I'm Jake Hanrahan. You can find me online at Jake_Hanrahan. That's HANRAHAN. This episode was produced by myself, with fact-checking by Sarah Hightower. The music is by Sam Black, and the sound levels were mixed by Thomas Griffin at Splicing Block.